Good afternoon, everybody. This is Julie Cayley, broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located in Merced, California, which is in the Central Valley of California, which is right in the middle of California. Today is December 28, 2015, and it's a Monday, and I am broadcasting to you live from our office in downtown Merced. Our office is Merced Homes Realty, and it's located at 920 West 18th Street in Merced. That's 920 West 18th Street in Merced. And again, my name is Julie Cayley, and I am a real estate broker. My license number, 01412616. And I am so glad that you are listening in live with us today. And remember, if you can't join in with our show live and listen to it, you can go back and listen to it at your own convenience. It will be posted to our website, MercedHomesRealty.com, as well as posted to our social media sites, as well as linked to our iTunes channel or our podcast channel. So there's lots of different ways that you can come back and listen to this over and over again, or when you get a moment at your own convenience, while you're out taking a walk or while you're driving, etc. I really appreciate everybody who's listening in live and who is listening to this in replay. So we've just had Christmas, and now we are on the home stretch for the end of the month and the end of the year. So it's a really exciting time for people. People are busy with family and taking care of things that they need to get done, as well as going on vacation. Most kids are out of school. So we're seeing a lot of different types of activities going on, including shopping, holiday time. There's lots of snow up in the Sierra, so a lot of people are out skiing. Just all kinds of different things going on. So I know your time is very valuable, and again, I appreciate you listening in. Now, if you are in the market to buy a home in 2016, I'm really glad that you tuned in to this broadcast today. Or if you're a real estate investor looking to expand your portfolio, I think you'll find this to be some good information as well. So today's topic is buying a HUD home in the Central Valley. So we'll talk about the Central Valley as a whole, and then we'll also talk about Merced County, where I live, HUD Homes, and where my business is based out of. I'm going to talk about how to buy a HUD home, explain what a HUD home is, and where you can find HUD homes, and why you should consider purchasing a HUD home. This is meant to be an educational broadcast, and it's aimed for both potential homeowners as well as real estate investors, and some real estate agents or brokers may get some useful information out of this as well. So again, I really appreciate you tuning in today for this valuable information. Again, my name is Julie Cayley. Our office phone number, 209-385-1200. Merced Homes Realty is the name of the company. And we're going to be talking about HUD homes today. I always like to start with the definition of a HUD home because it's a question that we still get on a regular basis. We've been selling HUD homes here in the Merced area for about 6 years now, and we've had a lot of inventory over the years. Inventory is a little lesser right now, but it is a question that we get on a regular basis. So I'd like to go over with you the definition of what a HUD home is. So a HUD home is an FHA-insured mortgage that has gone into default. The lender then acquires the property and then submits an FHA insurance claim. Then the ownership is conveyed over to HUD. HUD will then sell the home through their asset management company, such as BOB Resources. A HUD home can be a single-family residence, a townhome, a condominium, or any other type of residence up to 4 units. All the HUD homes that I handle are strictly for sale. None of them are for rent. That's the basic definition of what a HUD home is. You will be able to identify all of my HUD homes through verbiage that we put in the description stating that it's a HUD home. And also at the property, we have sign writers that we place on the yard sign that says HUD home. And then we also have a window sign that we place in the window identifying the property as a HUD home. So they are fairly easy to identify in my marketplace. Now, if you have already been looking in the market, some of this information may be a little bit redundant to you, but if you're just thinking about buying and you are just kind of starting your process, you will find this general information helpful as well. So a lot of the calls that we get on all of our properties, not just HUD homes, start with, how can I buy this home? What does my payment look like? What does a lender need to know? So I'd like to touch on that as well. If you have not gone and gotten pre-approved for a mortgage or pre-qualified for a mortgage, that is your first step, in my opinion, to see what price point you feel comfortable in. Now, when I say getting pre-approved, what that means is meeting with a lender of your choice and sitting down with them, or face-to-face or via email or on the phone, however you feel comfortable handling your business, and going over things like what your credit score is, what your debt-to-income ratio is, what your work history is, what your continued employment prognosis is, how much money you can put down, what those monthly payments are going to look like, typical expenses that are associated with buying a home, what the closing costs are, et cetera. Once you meet with a lender and are able to discuss all of those things and get all of your questions answered and have made the decision that you do want to go ahead and buy a home, a HUD home, then that is when you should contact the realtor of your choice. And, of course, we are happy to help you as well. But you are free to use the realtor of your choice when buying a HUD home. You do not have to go through the listing office. To start your real estate search to find the right home for you or you and your family. So that is always a good first step, is to get that pre-approval or that pre-qualification so that you know what you're dealing with and you know what you feel comfortable with as far as the down payment and the monthly expense. Now, if you are a buyer that has cash, you can purchase a home cash as well, and HUD would be happy to sell you a home cash as well. We just have to have a proof of funds that is dated within the last 30 days. So those are generally the two options. You either get a loan or you pay cash. So where can you find these HUD homes? So let's say now that you've been pre-qualified or pre-approved or you have cash, you know what you're looking for, you know what areas you want to purchase in or what area you're looking at. Where can you specifically find HUD homes? Well, in my area, specifically in Merced, all of my HUD home inventory is listed on the MLS. The predominant MLS in my area is called the CR MLS, and some areas also use MetroList MLS. But for you as a consumer, you can search on Realtor.com, on Zillow, on our Merced Homes Realty website, any one of the feeder sites that shows all of the MLS, you'll be able to find HUD homes. But the number one site for searching for HUD homes is actually the HUD store itself, and it's called HUD Home Store. And I will spell that for you, HUDHOMESTORE, HUDHomestore.com. And on HUDHomestore.com is where the list of all of the inventory for the entire country is. So that includes our area, and you can search in a lot of different ways. You can search by county, you can search by city, you can search by street, you can search by the type of buyer, you can search by state. So whatever criteria that you want to put in there, you can search by. So it's a really, really great tool, and of course it's free to use. You don't have to register or sign up in order to search on that site. There's a lot of great information about each one of the properties as well on that site. If you go over to HUDHomestore.com and you're searching for properties, you will see that there is photos of the properties, there is a price, there is the year built, the property characteristics, the bed and bath count, the square footage, whether it's a single family home or manufactured home or condo, et cetera. You will also find the listing date, and you'll find something called the listing period. And you'll also find the insurability. So that's what I'd like to talk about next is the insurability. And what that means is the financing options available for that particular property. So once you've located a property, a HUD home that you're interested in, we then need to consider the insurability of that particular property. And the insurability dictates what type of financing is available for that type of for that specific property. So HUD classifies the insurability into four different categories. The first one is abbreviated IN and stands for insurable. This one qualifies for FHA 203B financing, which is a traditional regular FHA loan, and does not have minimum property standards. It may also qualify for 203K financing, which is a rehab loan for owner-occupants only. Owner-occupant received by the 10th day of a listing will be reviewed on the 11th day. If no bids are accepted, owner-occupant bids will be reviewed daily until the bid is accepted or until the 15th day. Then all bidders may submit bids daily until sold. So when a property first comes on the market, if it is insurable or in the IN status, it's typically only available for owner-occupant bidders within that first 15-day period. And then HUD also holds the bids through the 10th day. That might change a little bit depending if there's a weekend or a holiday in there. But as a general rule of thumb, there is a waiting period before HUD will open the bids. People can still submit bids, but HUD will not open them until that initial waiting period has gone by. Okay, the second type of insurability is IE, insurable with escrow. This type qualifies for 203B with repair escrow and has minimum property standard repairs of $5,000 or less plus a 10% margin. Now, it's important to remember that the repair escrow is the buyer's financial responsibility. It can be added to the FHA loan or the buyer could bring those funds in, but it's never a credit to the buyer, and it does not apply if 203B financing is not available and or utilized. I will say that the majority of properties that I have seen fall under this category, insurable with escrow repair. Owner-occupant bids received by the 10th day of the listing will be reviewed on the 11th day. If no bids are accepted, owner-occupant bids will then be reviewed daily until the 16th day. Then all bidders may submit bids daily until sold. So insurable and insurable with escrow are the two types of insurabilities that will qualify for a FHA 203B loan. And what that means with an insurable with escrow is when the buyer gets an appraisal on the property, anything that is called out by the appraiser as a condition will be need to be set up as an escrow repair holdback. And the way that typically works is once that appraisal is in and that list of repairs or items is identified, the buyer will obtain a contractor bid from a contractor of their choice for those items. The buyer will then submit that bid to the lender, and the lender will typically add a 10% cushion to that holdback. And then they can proceed with closing that file, and that dollar amount will be held back. Once the file closes, the lender will instruct the contractor to go ahead and make the repairs on the home. Once the repairs are done, the lender will order a reinspection from the appraiser. Once the appraiser signs off on those repairs, then the lender will release the funds directly to the contractor. So it's a pretty straightforward process. We just need to know what items are going to be identified on that appraisal so the buyer can get a bid. And remember, it's a buyer-paid escrow holdback. It's not a credit from the seller to the buyer. It's a buyer-paid escrow holdback. That is the insurability category that I have seen most often on HUD homes, especially in the last couple of years. The next insurability type, there are four total, is uninsurable, and this is abbreviated UI. These properties do not qualify for FHA 203B financing. Typically, these properties have repairs exceeding $5,000 or may not meet other FHA guidelines for financing. On these properties, owner-occupants are given an exclusive period for 5 days, and then on the sixth day, if no acceptable bids were provided, then it opens up to all bidders, including investors. Okay, and the last category is UK, which stands for uninsurable, 203K eligible. So it's kind of a hybrid of the UI, the uninsurable, but there's a possibility that they may qualify for 203K, which is the rehab loan available to owner-occupants. These properties do not qualify for FHA 203B financing, but may qualify for 203K or 203K streamline financing. And this follows the same time frame as the uninsurable status of owner-occupant exclusive period for the first 5 days. Then after that, it opens up to all bidders if there are no acceptable owner-occupant bids within that first 5 days. So I've just gone over the four different types of insurability, which provide the financing options for HUD homes. And again, that information is going to be listed on the listing in the MLS agent comments. If it's one of my properties, it's also on the MLS addendum that is attached to the listing in the MLS, which only agents are able to see. So your agent should be able to provide that for you. And then it is also referenced on the HUDHomestore.com website so that you know when you're getting into the property what your financing options are. So that's a really important, critical piece of information on HUD homes. So those are the main places that you can find HUD homes. We also advertise our HUD homes everywhere. We do a lot of online advertising. We do some newspaper advertising. We do some blog and podcast type of advertising as well. We do a lot of social media advertising. We do some Google Words advertising. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of just different stuff that shows the availability of our HUD homes and where they are at. But again, they are all listed. They are all listed on HUDHomestore.com, and all of mine are listed on the local MLS, which is either the CR MLS or the MetroList MLS. Excuse me. So now that you've identified the HUD home that you want and you've reviewed the insurability to make sure that you have financing that matches up with that criteria for that particular property, then your agent can submit an offer for you online at HUDHomestore.com. So a couple of important things to remember when making an offer on a HUD home and when buying a HUD home. The first is HUD homes are sold strictly as is. They're sold in as is condition. There are no repairs that are going to be made to that home. There are no repairs that the buyer can come in and do before it closes escrow. There are no repairs that the seller will come in and do before it closes escrow. All HUD homes are sold as is. An owner-occupant buyer has a 15-day inspection period. And the inspection period is really for information only. There is no way to submit a request for repairs on HUD homes. But if you are unsatisfied with the inspection results, you are free to cancel the transaction or the purchase, so you are protected with that 15-day inspection contingency or inspection period. Any real estate agent who wants to submit an offer on a HUD home must have their broker register with HUD and obtain an NAID number prior to agents being able to submit their offer. It's a fairly easy process. It does take a few weeks to do it, though. So I know most of the brokers in my area do have their NAIDs. It does need to be renewed on an annual basis as well. So if you're an agent and you're listening to this and you're not sure, please check with your broker. And there is a place on HUDHomestore.com that you can look up this information as well. You would just need your broker's tax ID number. All offers are submitted electronically at HUDHomestore.com. The listing agent does not receive the offers like we would on a traditional foreclosure, REO property, or even just a standard sale. All offers are sealed bid, meaning the listing agent does not see them or have knowledge of how many offers have been submitted. So again, we have no idea how many offers are in on a particular property at all. We don't see anything at all. And then when a bid is awarded to somebody, when the seller chooses an offer, we only get notified by our asset management company that an offer is accepted and here are the terms. We still do not have access to go back and see how many offers there were, what those other offers look like, those sorts of things. So it is truly a blind bid. And I'm told even the asset management company does not have information until the bid is accepted as well. So they can't go in and see how many bids there are before the opening period either. A HUD requires original signatures, preferably in blue ink, and they use their own sales contract. So you need to make sure that you are available to sign paperwork because it's got to get back down to HUD within 48 business hours of the offer being accepted, and they do not accept fax signatures or DocuSign or electronic signatures. So they require original signatures, and they prefer for them to be in blue ink. They also utilize their own sales contract, which is different for us realtors because we're typically used to using what we call CAR contracts, California Association of Realtor contracts, that are provided to us as part of our membership of being a realtor. But HUD uses their own contract, and they do not use CAR contracts at all. They will not sign them. So you can, if you're an agent, you can access those forms at the asset management company's website, which is blbresources.com. And that's B as in boy, L as in Larry, B as in boy, resources, resources.com. And they are also linked on HUDHomestore.com on the addendums tab. There are links to contract packages. And there are also links to what's called a property condition report and any disclosure documents as well. So there really is just a wealth of information on HUDHomestore.com. And be sure if you are a buyer or an agent looking on HUDHomestore.com, looking at the property on there, make sure you click through each one of the tabs because each tab has additional information on it. So, for example, a lot of people just click on the one tab that says property info because that's what comes up when you're searching. But if you click on the one next to it for amenities, it will give you some description of the amenities in the property. If you click on the addendums tab, there'll be a whole bunch of links, you know, 5 to 12 different PDF documents on there that you may need or would have helpful information to you regarding that property, disclosures, links to contract, those types of things. There is another tab, a maps tab, where it actually will pull up the map of the property, and then it's got the option for you to actually search directions, put from the address to the particular property and print that out. And then the last tab is the agents tab, where it goes over who the asset manager is, who the listing broker is, and who the field service manager is with emails and phone numbers so that if you want to talk to somebody about that property, that you certainly can get all that information there and it won't be a mystery of trying to track somebody down. You can also print a property flyer from the HUD HomeStore website as well. So that's got all the information on it as well. And you just click print a flyer and print it on out and take it with you to see the property and maybe put your notes on it. It's just a wealth of information on there. If you like to search for properties on your phone, there's an iPhone app and an Android app as well, HUD HomeStore mobile apps. And you can also sign up for the saved searches. What you do is you you register as the public and you create an account and you can go in there and set up the parameters of what you're looking for. And then every morning you'll get an email from HUD HomeStore with properties that match that criteria. If there are no properties, then you will not receive an email. That way you don't miss anything, and it comes right to your inbox, and you don't actually even have to go on there and search. It'll send it right to you. So it really is a great website, and they have really made it very user-friendly. It's pretty easy to use and pretty navigable, and it's just got a lot of nice features on it, kind of a one-stop shop for HUD homes. So I do encourage you to go on there and check that out. And then HUDHomestore.com always has the most current information of availability of HUD homes as well. So typically if a property is up on HUDHomestore.com, then it is available for offers. If you cannot locate it on there, then it typically has gone pending and is under contract. So you would not be able to submit an offer at that time. Once you've got an accepted offer, and you find your original contracts and your agent has sent them down to BOB resources, you then have the 15-day inspection period. And from that point on, it typically is like a traditional real estate purchase. It goes through title and escrow. The buyer chooses your own title and escrow company. And then you get clear title to the property. HUD will pay any past due or delinquent property taxes on the property. You're being assured, you're getting an insurance policy that you've got clear title. The title company will work with your lender and HUD to facilitate all the paperwork and make sure everything is in order to close. Once the property closes, your realtor can meet you over there to unlock the door. They are actually not allowed to give you the keys to the property, so you need to have somebody available to rekey the property for you immediately, because we are not allowed, neither the listing agent or the sales agent are allowed to hand out the HUD keys. So HUD requires that all their properties be rekeyed upon sale, and the buyer can rekey it themselves or hire a locksmith to come out and do it. That way you can ensure that there's no keys out there to your property. And then the listing agent will come back and pick up the lockbox and the signs, including the window sign and the yard sign, and then you are free to enjoy your home. There is no moving in early to the property. There's no storing anything in the garage or mowing the lawn or doing anything to the property before it actually records. And your agent will notify you as soon as they have confirmation of recording, just like any other transaction. I hope that you have found this broadcast very informative. And again, I really, really appreciate you tuning in, and I really appreciate you considering HUD Homes for your 2016 purchase. Again, I hope everybody had a nice holiday and a nice Christmas and a Merry Christmas and is looking forward to the new year. And again, my name is Julie Cayley, and you can reach me at 209-385-1200. My email is juliecayley@yahoo.com, and I hope you found this information very helpful. Thank you, and everybody have a great day.